Hey everybody, welcome to Nah Dude episode 158. Hi-yo. The live version. Yuck. Pedro Lima, Danny Davenport, Kermit, Desperate for Views,
I'm
Gonzalez.
Not desperate for views. It's just an easier way.
That's
for
your
me
new
to
nickname, Desperate for Views.
That's, I don't like that name.
The DFV. I had to think about it. I was like,
views.
Views.
Oh shit, I can't drink this.
Why?
Because it's a can.
It looks like a soda can.
Yeah. It is a soda.
Yeah, it's a soda.
Oh. Fucking dummy.
Are you holding it behind the chair? What are you doing? Oh my God, this is embarrassing.
You can't have alcohol on the...
It's not alcohol.
You just called it, you idiot. Why would you do that?
It's grapefruit soda or something from the looks of it.
Yeah. It's... You're so dumb.
I know.
You'd be young dumb. I can't show
I'm fun
that I'm drinking alcohol.
I'm fun dumb.
Like, this is vodka, but it's in a water bottle. I don't know if I can show labels and stuff like that, but happy Easter, everybody.
No, it's Good Friday.
Whatever.
Or, right?
It's not Good Friday if the show comes out on Thursday.
It's, what is today?
It's
Palm Sunday.
It's Palm Sunday?
Yes, Palm Sunday. Mean? Where you...
You get palms.
You get palms.
Do you get the palm with the cross?
Right, you make the...
Or you get the fan?
I don't know the fan thing.
Yeah.
That's Asian. Is that...
They make fans out of palms.
Oh, okay. I think you're talking about the crosses that they make out of the palm
They
leaves.
Make that too.
Yeah. The ones you see downtown.
But you don't
sell.
Know... But here's the thing. But, you don't know what Palm Friday is.
No.
Palm Sunday?
Palm Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
You don't know. Apparently, you don't
I
know.
Don't.
What is Palm Sunday?
I don't.
What
Somebody
is
do
to
some
do?
Research on it if you're going to bring it up.
Let's look it up.
Take your time.
Well, I had to correct you because you said it was don't Easter, move. And I was like, it's not Easter.
It is a reminder for Christians to welcome Jesus into their hearts and to be willing to follow him. Palm Sunday recalls the story where Jesus entered Jerusalem, greeted by people waving palm branches.
Okay. Were they trying to hit him with it?
It's hot.
They had a Palestinian flag, and like, they're like, get out of our land!
Wasn't it just hot?
I don't know. It has to be hot. What's the temperature in Jerusalem? Let's look it up.
What is the temperature in Jerusalem?
Let's find out what the temperature is in Jerusalem.
Today's weather report. Today's Middle East weather report.
I'm gonna say 98.
A partly chance of rocks.
What's up? Are you gonna find it?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Okay. Let's see.
Kermit, don't do anything, okay?
Over under.
No, you guys are on. You're on point with
you
this.
You said over under, right?
Let's I'm gonna say 98.
You say 98?
Yeah, it ain't gonna be that hot.
I'm gonna go. What is it? We're going what it is right now?
Yeah, 100.
I'm going to go 82.
Yeah, see, it's not, it's just desert spring break.
Do you know where it is?
Yeah, Kermit doesn't
know. No, I definitely don't know.
Scrolling across the map over there.
Across the world?
That's Hawaii.
No, I'm already in East.
Wait, what are you using, an app?
It looks a lot like Japan. God, you fucking iPhone guys drive me nuts.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what was that report that you were trying to make fun of us about? Yeah. The whole iPhone BS.
Yeah, dude.
You guys are getting sued for being horse shit.
Oh, yeah, we are.
The fucking government goes sick of your horse shit.
What, because we use Samsung parts?
No.
Oh.
No, because iPhones stink, but because they sell so many of them here.
It is 51 in Jerusalem district.
Oh, that's it?
Low of 45.
No shit.
45. No, actually 45. Low of 45.
51 degrees.
Way off. We're over here thinking.
What's the high?
It's nighttime over there.
The high?
Yeah. Never mind. I didn't know you backed out.
It's 58.
The high is 58?
58.
I must have had a cold front.
Yeah. Hearted.
I guess sun can't get through the smoke.
Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Things
are going good over there.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you thought?
It was like, they're having an egg hunt.
Yeah. They are having an egg hunt.
I eat.
Very mature eggs.
Mature. Oh shit.
Baby chicks being ripped apart.
Well, we took a week off and now we're back.
Did we?
Yeah, did we? Yeah, we took a week off.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we skipped a Thursday. We skipped a week. We didn't post a new episode this past week.
Why not?
Because.
You didn't post the Jay thing?
We were here a week.
Oh, shit, we were, weren't we?
God, dude.
I'm on vacation.
God, dude, are you having a stroke?
You're the one who runs this shit.
I know, I run this shit and I forgot.
God damn it.
I thought we took a week off for some reason. Dude, I've been off. I've been way off this week.
Yeah, you.
I took a week off.
You took like a little trippy trip.
I took a week off. That was, I didn't even realize it was Friday when you were telling me, oh yeah, SmackDown's on. I'm like, what? What are those?
How do you lose track of the world that quickly?
I check out. Out. No.
Did the episode not get posted?
It got posted. I forgot. It went live. Of course it went posted.
No, he didn't.
Yes, it did.
He didn't do it.
It's up there.
It's up there. Don't look for it.
But it didn't get posted.
Yes, it's posted. I promise you. I promise it's posted. And the audio. And
riveting. Way to start the show, guys. Get that engagement of the people to be interested in the show by doing the weather report from the Middle East.
Yep.
And forgetful fuck over here.
How many weeks has it been since we did
talk? No, we posted a show now. I've been drinking this beer and I don't want them to see it. But we're going to go live. This might not even make it.
Are we done?
Gonna do it.
Where'd you go? Fucking 11 miles up the road and you forgot what week it was. Fucking idiot.
I didn't even leave the state.
You didn't even leave the county.
The county?
Yeah, dude.
What a loser. You could have just been a normal parent like me and Danny and did nothing.
Yeah, I could have just went to your pool at your house and called it Cabana Bay.
Yeah. Hey, kids. Dude, it's amazing how, like, and you'll notice once she gets older, how, like, if you just take the kids to a hotel, it doesn't matter if it's at a nice place or any of that type of stuff. They still will go, like, it's a vacation to them.
Yeah.
To just be in a hotel room.
Put them in a motel. It's a different story because they can play with syringes and pipes. Yeah.
Chew on the old Band-Aids.
Yeah. Man, look what I found.
The loose wires and the walls. Yeah.
You went to a resort?
Well, Cabana Bay, yeah.
That's a resort.
You always
right?
go there.
It's nice.
Why?
It's the cheapest and it's nice.
Is it cheap?
Yeah.
Is it because you go to the cheapest because you don't love your wife, or is it because you're just inherently cheap?
No, I did that because we have theme park passes too, so it was easy to just go from.
What theme park did you guys go to?
Volcano Bay.
That's a theme park?
Yeah, it's a water park.
You have a pass to that?
I mean, I got a pass for it.
Did you guys go?
Yeah, we went. We went on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you throw the baby down their snooker?
Cross your arms. Yeah. No, we didn't do that. We just went out there for her and just take photos and just play in the kid area because it was free.
So you could have gone to a local YMCA splash park.
They have those?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but no, I don't want to go there.
You could have gone to downtown Orlando where the homeless shower.
Bathing, yeah.
And little just geysers. Take pictures and then Photoshop whatever character you want.
Could have gone to like the Kobe Steakhouse and play with the fishy pond.
Yeah. Is that?
I mean, if you're going to go cheap.
These are parent hacks. These are parent hacks.
No.
These are parenting hacks.
No, we don't. No. Not parenting hack. We're trying to see how cheap you would go.
Oh, okay. Okay. No,
we as parents said, oh, damn, it's spring break. We got to do something.
We did that literally yesterday.
On Friday.
Like Friday.
Friday's oh, like, shit. Man, I got to do something with these kids.
Oops.
You know, Jacob's a senior. We didn't do anything. But I never do anything for spring break because I work. I don't have the luxury of all the. I don't know how the Northerners do it.
Yeah.
That they come and infest our theme parks in such mass that it's not enjoyable.
There were so many people. I saw videos and I was glad I was not at any of those things, dude.
Oh, my God. The Disney one, it was ridiculous.
We thought about going to SeaWorld, but then it was like, you know how many fucking people are going to be there for the end of their spring break? Forget it, dude. It's impossible.
And I thought there was a cap, and they don't seem like they're even caring about that anymore.
A cap on people?
No, yeah. It's supposed to be the parks overfill.
Hey, no more people can get
more
in.
People
they're
can
just
get
like,
in.
Yeah, people move. They move
they gotta
around.
They got to make that money, dude. I mean,
Jesus.
2020 kind of like put a little tent.
I mean, back. Are they still suffering from that? I doubt it.
Yeah.
Disney? You think Disney's still suffering from that?
Dude, everybody's still suffering
from
that.
They're not suffering from it. They
Disney's
just,
not suffering.
But it's a reason to go. It's a reason to go get more.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's
triple it up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go.
So you went. So what do you do there? I've never been there.
It's Wet and Wild, realistically. You remember Wet and Wild?
Yeah.
It's not Wet and Wild. Wet and Wild.
Not so much debauchery as in Wet and Wild, but it's a nice Wet and Wild.
It's Aquatica?
It's Aquatica.
Okay.
It's finger Aquatica. Pop a chick during the black hole at Wet and Wild. You can't do that.
Wet and Wild was
wild, bro.
My God.
It was wild.
There was Wet and Wild.
You grind on a chick at the wave pool.
Bro, it was like Freaknet or Freak Leak, whatever the fuck it used to be out there, because they used to let you bring radios and people would just be playing their music.
I don't think there was even a metal detector.
No.
No.
I used to go all the time with my friends. We had passes.
Yeah.
For high school, wow, that's what
you can get. You can get a locker, which was like 2x2 locker.
Yeah. And it was like $3 at the time.
Yeah. Stuff all your coke in it.
Yeah.
So crazy.
But there was no check on anything.
No.
You go into
wave pool, you better know how to swim. You better know how to swim because you're going to drown if you jump off.
Do they have wave pool at Volcano Bay?
They do, but it's not as extreme as it was in Wet and Wild.
So what do they have? What do they have?
Yeah, what do they have comparable? Because like I said, Wet and Wild had their Stuka, which was a slide that was as close to 90 degrees as you can gravity would allow.
Right.
That you won't fall forward.
Okay.
Right.
And it was also the best because chicks will go down there. They will go there in a regular bikini and come down in a thong.
Right.
It was always great.
So are the guys.
Yeah.
Nobody was checking out the guys. But go ahead.
No, they have exactly that too. They have the, I don't know, they call it like the big kahuna or something like
okay.
that. They have exactly the same layout. Yeah. And then they have all the raft rides. They do have this one ride that's pretty dope. It's like a go-kart and it's on tracks, but it's on water. So there'll be like parts where you're going down the water slide and all of a sudden you hit a track and it'll knock you back because it's like a Mach 10.
Like on a jet ski or speedboat type thing.
Dude, you get whiplash from it.
It's weird that you would call a water, say it's like a go-kart, but in water. So like a jet ski.
Like a jet ski.
Okay.
Yeah, but not as intense. Not as intense as a jet ski.
It's kind of like an airplane ride,
Danny,
on the ground.
Words be hard. Description hard.
Jesus
Christ. He's... You know who he is? He's Bubba from DuckTales.
Who's Bubba from DuckTales?
Yeah. Bubba was the caveman duck.
Ugh.
In DuckTales. Bubba wants food. But like you just speak in certain words, bro.
It's like a go-kart, but in the water.
Yeah, it's
like
go-kart. It's go-kart that goes in air. That's an airplane. It's an airplane, stupid. It's go-kart that goes in plane and you go high and then it lands the go-kart.
So did you do these rides?
I did like two.
Did you?
Yeah, that's it. And then
with the baby?
With the baby.
Really?
No, you psycho. Just go by yourself and just knock it out.
Wait, you left your...
No, we took turns on the Stuka or not the big kahuna or whatever.
Gotcha.
But for the most part, we just went for her. We went out to the kitty area and did the splash area.
Can I ask you something?
I have a feeling I know. Okay,
why are we doing it? Because of her?
We'll see. We'll see the power of friendship unites.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Does it bother you that she's not going to have any
remember? Yeah, I know. I know. I already went through this.
You could have sprayed her. You could have put her in the sink. And you would have the same memory.
Listen, I get that.
You're right.
I get it.
You could have decorated. You could have put you could have bought a slide from Walmart and then return it the next day and just put it on the tub and just be like, she's not going to remember anything.
Oh, man.
I get it. I get what you guys are saying.
But we have to take pictures.
That's what it is.
Okay. Do your parents have pictures of you when you were a baby in places?
Oh, yeah.
Do they show them to you?
They have them. They show them.
Do you go like...
I remember this. No. I don't say that. Yes.
You normally go, who's that?
That's
me. So you're repeating the
cycle. I'm repeating the cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it, Pedro. I get it. It's also for us, though.
It's for you. It's not for the baby.
That's important.
It's for us.
Which is good. Which is fine.
Yes. We're getting out of the house. We're not in this house.
But you just said, and when you rewatch this,
I get it.
You said it's for her.
Yeah. It's for us.
That's what you should have said.
There we go. Yeah. It's for us. But it was cool, man. It was cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we only did one day where you guys were supposed to come out Friday, but it rained us out.
Oh, it rained all day.
Yeah, so you picked the days where they're like,
hey, man, I didn't plan this. I did this like 2 months ago.
You did.
Planning.
You did.
So it's not like I knew this.
Yeah, he wanted a commitment like 2 months ago.
I know.
Hey, I'm going to rent a cabana in April. You guys going to come?
You guys want to come?
For the record, dude, it's New Year's.
Your schedule is different. His schedule, I have to do that.
I'm all over the place.
His
schedule's more chaotic than mine.
That's what you're saying.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the reason I do that. If I plan something, I'm like, Danny, 2 months in advance.
It's January 3rd, Kermit.
This goes all the way back to the whole side splitters thing. Remember? The festival. Mm. We're like, hey, plan it out.
Right.
No, you don't need to do that now. Here we are, the week up.
Oh, look at that planning. Look how great it came out.
It worked out.
All that planning.
It worked out. It worked out. Just Danny.
It would have worked out if we would have just shown up.
Listen. No.
Yes.
Don't twist
Kermit.
It. Don't twist Kermit. It. Don't twist it.
It would have. No, I'm not twisting it.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Be honest about it.
I'm being honest.
If we would have just shown up, we would have had the same setup.
You assume.
Why? Who else was going to take it?
I don't know. They had a couple people over there walking around trying to do interviews over there and all that. They had that. Remember that older gentleman?
It was one guy. No, one old guy.
There's two other guys. Either way, they would have taken our... Man, why are we talking about this? This is so stupid.
We're talking about how you need to pre-plan
stuff. Yeah, I like to pre-plan shit. What's the big deal?
You're a woman, bro. Fucking woman.
I can't pre-plan shit. Hey, man, change it up. I talked about this yesterday with you. And I'm just going to give you a scenario. So you go somewhere with your family and you buy food.
Just do the actual description.
You go to the Volcano Bay. You buy food.
Right.
You're sitting underneath the outdoor pavilion.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pigeons just flying around.
Okay.
Just hanging out waiting for people to drop food.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Same scenario. Yeah. Pigeons around.
Yeah.
What's the one food item you don't want to buy that's going to be laying underneath the pigeon?
French fries.
Okay.
Or chips.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. That's a good guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
What's the one the guy got?
The kid got French fries.
Okay.
And the kid started throwing French fries, so they all start flocking.
Of course.
Whatever. That happens. So now they're gathering.
Yeah.
So if a pigeon flies over your food and takes a dump into your pizza...
Okay.
Do you take the L or do you get up and go, hey, this pigeon shit in my food.
Hey, your Volcano Bay pigeons just wanting on my pizza. Pepperoni.
Oh, no, that's on you, dude.
It's on you?
Yeah.
No, I would have had a heart attack.
You're going to take it back?
You have to.
No.
Because it's their fault.
It's the who? Because the pigeons?
Well, they're supposed to keep the area clean. And then, of course, after this happened, they turn on the fans and all of a sudden the pigeons scatter. And it's like, ah, there it is. So the fans should have been on.
All right. So the shitty pizza person saved the day with his complaint. I mean,
I'm just saying.
I see where you were going with that question because pizza is a pretty bad answer. I laid it out for him to say. It's the biggest target possible.
It's not a full pizza. I'm talking about it's called a longboard pizza.
It's still like a big
French
target.
Bread pizza?
Yeah, it's like a French bread pizza.
Yeah, but look, I mean, you're sitting under, look, man, don't sit under pigeons. That's what I would do.
The pigeon flew over.
Bro, I used to go to Busch Gardens every summer when I was in high school.
Right.
I would eat like a villain.
Right.
Because there's seagulls, there's all types of birds and stuff like that. And
did this happen to you?
It just happened next to me.
And they got up and
did they return the pizza?
He was complaining so much that I don't know if he changed it up. I think he took the L.
You have to take the L, dude.
No. I mean, I don't
know. The pigeons, they don't have Volcano Bay name tags. They're not made by Volcano Bay.
That pigeon knew better. It was in the employee handbook.
You imagine you buy Popeye's chicken, and a raccoon comes out and takes your chicken.
There's a problem there, but okay.
Are you going to go back to Popeye's and be like, hey,
yeah,
your dumpster raccoon just took my chicken?
Yes.
Really?
If I'm in Popeye's,
no,
and a raccoon comes up and rocket it.
You're outside.
You're outside.
I just laughed at the
Some of the fancy Popeyes have that here's what, umbrella.
Just picturing a raccoon snatching your food as they pass it through the drive-thru. Yeah.
Here's what you do. I can tell you, here's what you do. You get up with your fucking shitty pigeon pizza. Uh-huh. And you go up to the counter with it.
Right.
And you go, I'd like to order another pizza because a bird shit in this one. And then if they have it within their power to give you another one to replace it, and so be it.
Right.
But if not,
they don't.
You're buying another pizza.
Oh, that's the worst.
You fucking throw the pizza to the fucking window. Then you fucking keep it. Bah! Take it back.
Take it back.
I thought we were in the same page on that.
No. Because it's not that fucking poor 19-year-old dipshit girl at the register. It's not her fault.
Excuse me. A bird just shitted on my pizza when I just got it. Can I get another one?
No, you can't return the food items. We can't take it back. Sorry.
Okay, then keep it. I don't want it. Sorry for your 10-cent dough and your ketchup and cheese that you put in this. It charged $17 for the slice.
It was.
We're such an inconvenience.
I can't. Look, I don't know, dude. You have kids. You were there. You saw a kid, a piece of food, something you order to eat, is at risk of being ruined immediately. You saw it at the kids thing where you were DJing at the school and a fly landed on Sayla's hot dog. A fly landed on Sayla's hot dog and she's fucking Gronk spiked it on the ground. Hadn't even took a bite yet.
So good.
Hadn't even took a bite yet. That hot dog is fucking paid for. There's no warranty on that shit. There's no warranty. That's it.
And it's the same thing. A fly is not that bad.
The same thing as a little bird shit.
No, the fly wasn't bad.
The fly is like, fuck out of here.
I know for me, I would have just ate around the shit.
Yeah. I would have taken a bite with the fly and then go.
The problem was the anthill that she threw it on and the grass clippings. Oh.
Fresh meat, boys.
We stopped. It was just a couple weekends ago when we had the dance competition in Lakeland, and I brought the boys with me. We went to watch, and on the way back, we stopped at like a gas station to grab a hot dog.
Yeah.
And we all are in there making our hot dogs, and the oldest had made it. Everything was good. We were walking to the counter and he just dropped it on the floor, the whole thing. And it's just like, do I have to pay for this now? And you just assume yes. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't you? Don't you just assume yes?
I'm assuming the people that work there hey.
Did he put so much condiments it was too heavy for him?
I don't know what he did. I know what he did. He picked it up and we brought it to the counter and paid for it and then had him make another one.
Oh, okay. Because damn, made him eat it. Just eat it.
I should have made him eat it.
Eat it. Learn from your mistake.
Eat this hot dog that fell on the floor of a Circle K.
Learn from the hurt. One of my favorite sayings, and I learned this at Monster Jam from Danny.
Okay.
Is stop asking.
Oh, yeah.
Stop asking so that way you're free. So when you hear no, your feelings get hurt.
That what you say to the kids?
It was something along those lines, yeah. It was like, look, you just keep asking for things so that I tell you no and your feelings get hurt by it. Just stop asking for things.
Yeah. Because it was, bro, it was like this.
It never
Kermit,
stops.
Kermit, it was like this. Here's the ticket lady's there. Ping-ding. And Jerry Monster Jam. Daddy, I want that, bro. In the second.
We were still in the archway walking into the thing.
It wasn't even like.
Look, it's merch. Oh, yeah. Fuck. It always happens.
My kids know better already.
It always happens. I don't know why mine do it and they don't get the things and they just
and
keep
they still
asking
for
it.
Oh, they think they can break you.
They just did it. Oh, we went to the movies on Friday to see Kung Fu Panda 90, What one? 94?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And as soon as we walk in, I'm ordering the snack box, the $49 snack box of half a popcorn and two gummy worms. And
yeah, $49.
Yeah. However much. No, that,
God damn.
And I'm ordering it, and there's like, can we get this too? Can we get this? Like, the movie is fucking 80 minutes long. You're not even going to finish the shit I got you. No.
I mean,
it's expensive.
Dude, food is so expensive.
It was like just over $100 for the tickets and snacks to go see Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Anybody we know in it that decides to be part of the Kung Fu Panda universe? No. As I don't know, third salamander from the right?
Whispering Wind in scene 3.
Noodle Eater.
can I bring something up?
I was gonna say, go ahead.
Oh no, if you had something.
It was about your story about the film, since we're on food subject, about your guy's dinner and the waiter.
Oh.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up. That one made me laugh.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Let me go on this Easter thing. Let me ask you this. Yesterday we went to the village, Winter Park Village, and they had like a Easter event. They throw eggs around the little landscape areas and stuff like that. You have two kids.
Yeah.
You have three.
I have three.
But I have two.
Yes.
What is the amount of eggs you would allow them to get from the bush? The event is from 12 to 5.
Oh, wow.
So.
Were you there right at 12?
We were there around 1 o'clock. Because Kermit, you got there around 1:30, right?
No, about 1-ish, 1:15.
So, yeah, so we got there around 12:30, I would say.
Okay, so I'm a little confused.
It's in the beginning. In the beginning. They throw out some eggs or whatever.
Yeah.
And they, you know, oh, look, there's eggs. How many eggs would you let the kids get?
I mean, there's a lot of other kids looking for eggs too, right?
Eventually. There's going to be more kids. But right now, my two got there at 12:30.
I mean, I don't know if there's a, for me, it's a more of a
ethical,
for me, it's more of a time thing. How long am I willing to let this be the focus of what we're doing?
Here's the thing.
Cause they can fill up their basket. Once the basket's full, they're done.
Yes.
Right. Is that kind of what we're getting at?
No. My thing is two eggs, get two eggs.
Oh,
move on.
Okay.
These motherfuckers, Lisa was just letting them go. Ta, 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 just grabbing eggs.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, that's kind of a little inconsiderate. We're here early. Let other kids have the experience kind of thing. Because I know how my wife is. If it was...
If you guys had gotten there at three...
And there was no eggs, and she sees a kid with like 17 eggs...
A bunch of greedy kids.
Oh!
And they didn't plan this out right.
They should have... The parents should have been just be like, hold two eggs. But Lisa's letting these little kids just grab all the eggs. Like that one section, they wiped it clean. They picked it clean.
I'm on their side.
And on their side, I'm picking it clean?
Yeah, I was going to say, how can you? I mean, that's the whole purpose, right?
Fill it up.
Fill it up.
Fill it up. Or, like I said, or if it's taking just, if it's just too just grab fucking two. Long.
Just grab two. Move on. If we go to another place and there's a little area with more eggs, get two more eggs. But see, leave some eggs behind.
See, this type of layout and event is something that I'm not familiar with. So having a 5-hour Easter egg hunt.
Okay, let's put it this way.
Has me lost.
Your house is going to have an Easter egg hunt.
Yes.
Right? You guys laid out the eggs.
Yes.
The Easter egg hunt is going to go from 12 to 3 o'clock. We get there at 12:05.
That's kind of what I'm getting at.
An My Easter kids egg hunt, grab all the eggs.
An Easter egg hunt doesn't go from 12 to 3 o'clock. It goes from 12 to 12:05.
Yes. It should
and it's
be
a fucking free-for-all.
Correct.
So a five-hour extended one, I don't know what you're supposed to do there, honestly.
They just threw eggs all over the place, and kids will find them. And
it's also like in a shopping mall area.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It wasn't like a field. Like, are you picturing a field?
Yeah. It wasn't like a field, kind of hide the eggs. And
it's like a small grassy island, where they do like the landscape. It's just in that small area.
Wait, but is that all the eggs they're putting out for the day?
That's what I'm asking.
They're not doing it multiple times a day?
I don't know.
So it's on them.
It's on them, but as a parent,
you just didn't want them to eat a lot of candy. But
no.
It's the early bird gets the worm.
I'm trying to be considerate
for the other people,
for other kids, so they can have an experience as well.
Sure.
I didn't want, because I know how my wife is.
I understand.
And it's right weird. And it's weird because her complaints that she would have, she has no problem executing what would cause X complaint. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I know exactly what I understand. The 5-hour egg hunt thing is what would confuse me. So, like at our house, we do like with the three kids, we do an egg. Usually, do an egg hunt, but they are assigned colors. Like, this kid gets the blue and green eggs. This one gets the yellow and orange. This one gets the pink and purple, and those are the eggs you find.
Oh, that's smart.
Anyway, they all get the same amount. We don't have to worry about them fucking fist fighting.
I can't do it with the two new ones. Those motherfuckers.
They don't know their colors.
They don't care about the colors. There's a difference.
So we did that. So in that plaza on Friday, we went to Hungry Bison.
Okay.
We went to the one in Winter Garden. We had a great experience. And they opened one near our house. We're like, all right, let's check it out. Let's see how it is. Friday, staff is very new.
Okay.
But we got some food. Boom, eat it. Lisa wanted to get dessert. There's a milk and cookies cake. Ooh. Lisa goes to the waiter. What can you tell me about this milk and cookies cake? He goes, it's like a milk and cookie. I've never had it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it's one of my personal favorites. Kind of exact face that you just did. I just went like, all I heard in my head was like, you know how Disco Inferno plays? Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
The record scratch? I was like,
what? He didn't know what to say. It was he, right?
No. He was new.
He didn't know what to say.
He didn't know what to
he
say.
He just hit all of the, all of the.
Did anybody ask you anything? And I get it. Anybody ask you anything, you say, oh, it's one of my favorites.
Right.
But it's not.
Right.
You just, hey, what can you tell me about this gargonzola and asparagus, you know, snail dicks?
I've never had it, but it's one of my favorites.
Oh, okay.
But I've never had
that. Because it's one of your favorites. But you've never had it.
I've never had it.
But it's one,
but
of,
it's one of my favorites. Yeah.
How's this caramel ice cream? Lactose. I don't really mess with, but I really it's one of my favorites. I enjoy it all the time.
From what I've seen.
What?
From what I've seen.
It looks like something I would like.
Something I would. If I didn't shit myself to death, it was something I would indulge, John.
It kind of looks like if a pigeon shit on a pizza. So did you guys order it?
Yeah.
Did you? And what can you tell me about the milk and cookies?
Good. It's
what
not is bad.
He was right.
It's chocolate cake with, I guess, cookie batter.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, and probably like condensed milk cream.
Okay.
So, you know, when it gets cold, it kind of like sticks together, and it's pretty good. It's not bad.
Fucking Chef Leem over here knows the ingredients.
This one got, what is it, whiskey donuts?
Bourbon donuts.
Bourbon donuts.
Yeah.
And he thought he was actually going to get donuts.
Yeah.
It was like a beignet.
Yeah, okay. You thought you were going to get fucking Krispy Kremes?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get Krispy Kremes.
His giraffe wife. Because we both said it wrong. We said beignet.
No.
Beignet. Nobody said bayonet, stupid.
He goes, Pedro goes, let me get a bayonet donut. No.
Nobody said bayonet.
You said bayonet.
Nobody said bayonet.
You're such a liar right now.
I said bayonet. And then she goes, what did you say? And then she corrected me of how you pronounce it.
Bayonet.
And then this one goes, bayonet? I thought it was a big knife in the mouth.
I like a donut. I can put a gun in my
mouth. This donut tastes sharp.
Yeah.
Bayonet.
A bayonet donut.
That's what you said, but okay.
So did you end up finally taking Jacob to do something for spring break?
We went bowling.
Okay.
Went bowling. We were going to go to the movies, but they wanted to see Kung Fu Panda. And I'm like, I'm going to go see Dune. But the time But the time frame, soon as 3 hours.
I was going to say 3 hour movie.
And then they're like, then we got to stay in and hang out. It's like, I'll walk home.
Why didn't you want to see Kung Fu Panda?
No, that's okay. No. I'm good.
It's a kids movie, first of all.
No, I know.
I watched it.
I've never known of anything with the number 4 that's good.
That's a big issue, yeah. So, like, I loved the first Kung Fu Panda.
It was good.
A good movie.
Great. The second one was good, too.
I remember seeing 2 and 3, but I don't know which one's which. But do you ever have that thing where you're watching a movie and then something happens? Like, when you watch a movie, you suspend disbelief, right?
Yes.
Like, certain things are allowed to happen. It's a cartoon. It's a movie about a goddamn talking karate panda,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Do you ever have something happen in a movie where you're watching it and there is no disbelief, like something just happened and you focus on that the rest of the movie, you can't get past it.
Okay.
Give
me this example.
All right. There is a scene.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I guess so. There is a scene. Yeah, it is a spoiler. Fucking Po, the big panda, the Kung Fu Dragon Master Warrior.
I get it. The panda.
Falls off a cliff.
I don't need his biography. Okay. The panda.
He falls off a cliff
and
catches a tree. Right? Uh-huh. Catches a tree, grows out of the
cliff. Does he have any cuts?
No.
Anything?
Oh, no.
Come on.
I don't need him to get cut. Not that big
of a... already suspending disbelief.
So he's hanging onto a tree on the side of the cliff.
Uh-huh.
And his goose dad, you know, the goose dad, comes flying
still
down.
Still alive?
What?
The goose dad?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They don't kill any character.
No. So Kung Fu Panda's holding on. One of the bad guys is holding on to Kung Fu Panda's foot. You always see that, you know.
Yeah. The...
Yeah, he's holding on for his life, and the enemy's on his foot, and he's trying to make him let go. It's, you know,
cliche.
Action scene 101, right? Yeah. So the goose dad flies down and
sacrifices himself,
scares the fucking guy or whatever, hits the bad guy
Does
off
he
of him.
Shit on the pizza?
Fucking Kung Fu Panda grabs the goose dad.
Uh-huh.
And then next thing you know, because he has a real dad too, the panda dad, right?
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah, this was.
We're getting really in the weeds.
They introduced
him
in like the second or third movie.
Has to be on the third one.
Definitely third.
Okay, third. So he has he found his real dad too.
Really?
Yeah. And now they co-parent the real dad and the goose.
It's LGBTQ.
Yeah, kinda. But they're just both dads. They're not in a relationship.
Which one's the bottom? The goose.
Probably the goose. I mean, but anyways.
Noodles.
All of a sudden, real dad is just
a panda flute.
All of a sudden, real dad is just on the tree that he's holding on to, and he pulls them all up. It's like, how the fuck did he get there? The fucking tree is way down a cliff. He fell and grabbed hold of it.
How did real dad get there? Good question.
And I couldn't get past that for the rest of the movie.
That's how I was. That's how I got kicked out of communion class in church, because I kept asking about Cain killed Abel. We know everybody who's been created. And then Cain got Exodus and stuff, but he hooked up with a chick. Where did this chick come from? I know Eve came from the rib. We've been documenting everybody who showed up. All of a sudden, this guy gets kicked out. I got kicked out of church for that.
Damn.
And I never got my first communion.
But I couldn't get past that part. Like,
I'm with you.
I'm fine to suspend disbelief that the fucking goose dad and a panda dad are co-parents.
And how they know English. That's the part. How these pandas.
That's what we're going with? Yeah. How are they speaking perfect English?
Would Godzilla versus Kong be ruined for you if all of a sudden Godzilla would have been like, ouch, taxi in foot. Like, wait, what happened? I can't believe this movie anymore. The giant lizard destroying the town just got hurt. Listen, Stompy on a taxi.
The new Godzilla and King Kong, you definitely got to check your brain out, because
Time travel and
shit. And King Kong has a freaking infinity gauntlet fighting. So, I mean,
did you watch it already?
No, you can see it on the preview.
I've seen the commercial.
Yeah.
But I can get past, if you'll just explain the unbelievable thing to me, I'm good. I watched Dune, the first Dune, the other day. Boy, I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what the hype is. I mean, it's fine, but Jesus Christ, what a fucking long movie.
It is, because it's the setup.
Okay. But
wait, you're talking about the
first one.
Okay, not the 70s one.
Okay, that's what I was talking
about. But
80s,
the 80s. Or whatever, yeah. The other one that came out
the 80s one is...
Whoa. It's a hard one. Have you watched it? Have you seen clips?
So I accidentally turned that one on instead, and I was like, the fuck is that, a parody? Are they doing... Yeah. It's just like, what the fuck am I watching? It's like Spaceballs.
The graphics on it, be like, they go, Galaxy. And you see the camera zooming into a piece of paper.
And it's like, why? So like, I'm, you know, there's like the aliens speak English and stuff like that. I don't need them to fucking all, like, I get that.
Yeah.
They all have to speak English. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to watch this shit.
Can I tell you, sci-fi movies, and it's my fault. This is how I take myself out. And I've said it before to you guys. If I see... Let's say they walk into, they're in a Death Star, for example. Psh, okay. Closes.
Yeah.
I'm like, who fixes that?
You're worried about the maintenance?
Somebody said, you know what we need here? We need shut doors. We need them like this, you know, for security purposes. Uh-huh. Kind of thing. It's going to be like, this. Somebody is broken. Who do you call for that? And I can lose myself. Like, I'll miss like 20 minutes of the movie.
Right.
Because I'm just thinking scenario. There's a stormtrooper with like a,
like a
utility belt.
You know,
with a tape measure and shit.
You know, Carl! You know, see seven doors jammed again.
You know, every movie, whenever a base gets attacked, they always have that too. They just go... Tss,
oh, yeah.
What does that do? What is that connected to?
It's the tube.
Is that the AC unit? What is that?
That hose?
That hose? Yeah. It just randomly just goes everywhere. Nobody fixes it. It just runs around.
Aliens has it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a steam hose. For what?
No. For the steaming.
To make shit scary?
Laundry. You know, you never noticed that nobody ever sneezes in a movie? Unless it's like a part of the line that they can make a line about it, or nobody just ever just goes, and then somebody goes, bless you, and then just keep going.
What? There's a Quiet Place. Oh, no. Quiet Place. The bitch steps on a nail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they can't make a sound whatsoever. And it's like one of the.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's giving birth and shit.
That part two of that movie, that's when I checked out.
Part two is not that good.
You haven't watched it?
No. I like it because one is so... It's so hard for me to see a sequel.
Right.
When the first one is so good.
Part two is good. I'm not saying
like
it's bad.
Dune, I can follow the sequel for it because I know the movie's not complete. You know what I mean?
But, yeah.
But Quiet Place was great.
Right.
And I'm kind of worried about Beetlejuice. Because Beetlejuice was awesome.
Was it
I
though?
Just saw the yeah
for the dude. Time
for the was time
it? For the time I know, but was it?
Yeah, dude.
So what are they gonna how like? I guess
yeah, it's like how they gonna bring it, like how they gonna reintroduce.
If they made it now, like
they
what
are
it was
the trailer
then,
comes out.
No, if they make the movie now to be like what that movie was then, it's gonna stink. If they make it too awesome or whatever, you're gonna be like, it's the original. They really, you know, like there is no winning for them, really.
There's no winning when you do sequels. I mean, Ghostbusters falls into that trap, too, where they just keep on repeating the same storyline. So it's a problem.
I have seen none of the new Ghostbuster. Any of them.
The last one with Paul Rudd is pretty good.
Right. But again, they did the same repeat of one.
It's the same formula.
Yeah, it's the same formula. So there's nothing ever like, oh, that's different. So,
But I mean, every movie is the same formula. It's like. Character, conflict,
resolution,
climax, resolution, the end.
I do say I watched at your suggestion. I watched Oppenheimer.
Yeah,
it's a good movie, dude.
Right,
it was a good. You would fucking hate it,
y'all.
I tried.
Oh my God,
I lasted an hour in. I was like, enough.
That's a good movie.
Too much talking.
It's just too.
When are they gonna start bombing the Chinese,
dude? That's what I said.
I know you just wanted to see Japanese people melt.
That and they whisper every scene most of the time.
Yeah, because it's a secret.
And I was like, oh, dude, I put up the volume like up to like 50. I'm like, yo, what is happening? I can't hear. And then all of a sudden there'd be a loud scene. I'm like, all right.
It's Jesus like when Christ. You watch something and you don't like it, but you don't want to like not like it. You're like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I just can't say it.
Exactly.
Just gonna keep it inside.
So you did? You started watching it?
I started watching it.
And you didn't?
No,
it was tough to watch.
It was tough. I started watching A Gentleman.
10 minutes in, Gentleman. I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore. He's a good friend, but I don't want to watch it. Just too much animation.
I thought it was good. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was good. Was it? It was really good.
And I took the kids fishing yesterday. We went to a little park and went fishing. Yeah.
Wait, what park?
What is it? Dream Lake?
Lake Apopka.
There's one right. There's just a
there's
little
a pond. Caught, because enough rain gathered.
Caught a six pack.
Wait, that's the
cans.
So you cross 436 and there's a lake in there. That lake? No.
No.
That's a reservoir.
No, it's just where they dug out for the dirt to make the road. No, this is it's a lake.
Okay.
It has a little shore park or whatever. We went fishing there for like 3 hours.
Did you catch any?
I was the only one who caught any.
Really?
Ugh.
That's how big was it?
They're small. I caught three little bass.
That small?
Yeah, a little bass.
Oh, dude, to me, that's a fucking haul. Like, let's fire up the grill.
Not even legal. So, like, you're not even really?
Supposed to. Three hours with the kids, huh?
I don't know what club bass hang out at. I don't know. This is my life. I lived in the city all my life. Even in the island, I lived in the city.
Hold on a second. Are you saying? Wait a minute.
I know nothing.
Hold on.
About nature.
So you think. Nature. You think.
Fish
that big? That looks like a big fish to you?
Yeah, dude, that's like a sandwich.
Let me see.
That's pretty big.
That's a decent.
See?
Decent arm.
We both are not nature people.
Oh, no, Danny wants some like on the greatest.
No,
couch.
Danny knows the legal thing.
This big is a baby.
Yeah.
All right.
Danny knows the legal thing.
Well, I'm glad
how was that? Like 2 pounds?
No.
A pound? Not even?
Yeah,
not
probably even. Less than that.
Okay.
Like you said, it'll be a good sandwich. Good little filet sandwich.
Yeah. Put it in a can. Eat it later.
A good way to go to jail. With that little fish.
What do you do there for 3 hours? You guys got to be quiet, right? Just that's it?
Be quiet?
Man, when you're fishing, just sit there.
Yeah, don't you want to not scare the fish? Or
well, yeah, I mean, talk. We're not going to splash around in the water.
Fishy, fishy, fishy. Fishy. How does it work?
Yeah, it was just you and the kids, or
Alyssa was there too.
So do you guys?
So
talk?
The whole family went
just sitting.
No, I mean we speak. We're not fucking hunting turkeys. They're fish.
I thought you can't. You can't talk.
Yeah, it was don't scare the fish away. I've always heard.
Oh yeah, or what? You hurt its ears?
You don't know? Maybe they have sonar.
I mean, I
that's probably why you only caught one because you motherfuckers.
You talk too much.
Yappy yappy.
Yeah.
And not enough fishy fishy.
The dumb little fish came, but the big fish
looked. Yeah,
I like that you think
these guys talk too much.
So hold on.
Did you put a ninja turtle on the hook, and that's how you got dumb fish?
Ask you a question. Would you go fucking in the? Would you do a dippy dunk in the pool and you go underwater? Can you hear people talking up on the just like talking?
I've never thought about it.
Yeah, because you can't. You don't hear anything.
Okay,
you hear your fucking you hear yourself breathe. They're fish, dude. They're just out in the fucking lake.
Hey, man, I'm just asking a question here.
You can't compare our hearing to a fish.
Why? Yeah.
Just like you can't compare a fucking eagle that's up there and be like, oh, you think you can see the squirrel down?
Oh, I see.
On the thing?
So that's how fish survive is by having
a
heightened sense of
hearing.
Of surface sound?
Yeah. It's like there's a fucking bird. I heard the squawk.
Oh, I heard the squawk.
Steve, go deep. Go deep.
I don't think it's how it works.
God!
You don't sneak
birds.
You know you don't. Sneak
don't let them
up
shit on your
fish.
Pizza, Carl. Get down.
I like that you think you have to like lay prone on the ground and throw your bait in the water like a grenade, so they don't see you.
There you go.
It's a fish. They might see you. If they see you, you might fuck them up and scare them.
Well, of course, you see they see your shadow or whatever. But Oh, that's a good sound.
How'd you do that?
That's really
good, dude. I didn't know you could do that.
Look at that.
Hey, man.
Professional Fisher over
here. Pedro Winslow.
This show is really going places.
It is. What are the views at?
We're up to 3. Somebody joined when we started talking fishing.
I didn't know that. I always hear.
When are you going to take us fishing?
Yeah, you were supposed to take us 3 years ago.
Huh?
Oh, but he wants to go. I don't like going deep sea.
I want to go. I want to do that one.
You guys don't want to do anything.
I didn't say that.
You don't want to be out in the sun.
I'm down doing it.
I said I'm down.
I'm down.
All right.
You never planned it. You just left us hanging, and then you went and did it yourself.
Just book it one way.
That's what.
Book it one way.
Why does this boat have 3 anchors? So much rope. Oh shit!
My anchors—it has a backpack hook.
Oh fuck! Ugh. Oh, shout out to our boy, big win last night.
Oh shit! Yeah, JP.
Hell yeah! San Luis.
He's got the belt now, right?
The new welterweight champion.
That's right, baby.
Combat MMA.
Yeah, man.
And still not learning these bums' names.
Not at all.
The dogs went out.
I didn't say that this time.
Was our face on his shorts?
Yes.
They were.
Fuck yeah, with the belt. I need a picture. Do we have a picture?
That guy just had to stare at our stupid faces while he was in the guillotine.
Oh, nice.
Can we get JP? There's no way we can get JP, right?
No, not today.
You got a headache bag on?
he's all... No, I don't think he took any damage.
He submitted the guy in the second round.
The second round, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, it was a good night for Fusion. I think they went like, shit.
Hopefully we can have him in studio with the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And then Danny can finally ask his sci-fi question.
Oh, I want to see him. I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah.
Congratulations to JP.
JP. For sure. Congratulations to Fusion.
Fusion did a real good job last night.
Another belt.
Sweep. Almost sweep.
Another belt up in the rafters.
They got 2 belts last night.
Look at that. Yep. Just collecting shit.
Yep.
What weight class is JP? Do you remember?
Welterweight.
I shouldn't have asked. I'm sorry.
No, you know what? And the funny thing is, I had that on
welterweight.
Like, welterweight.
Okay. Is he welterweight?
Yeah.
Oh, good job, dude.
Yeah, man. It was good.
I want to see a picture of him with the belt and our face.
Hey,
all right. Well, we'll pull it up.
One, Peñafiel won. We got a good streak going here. Ariana's won.
Oh, got you. Yep. Yep. You're doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good with people with our face.
Yeah. We're on our way, you know what I mean? We're gonna be the next fucking Mr. Beast.
Yeah. We're gonna be
That's how we're gonna get there.
Scoot over, Prime. Here comes
that clip. That clip of Gary V. Do you have that clip? Can you play that clip?
Dude, I don't even know other.
Yeah. Okay. That clip of Gary V is just so yuck.
Yeah.
Attention is the Shut up.
The volume on? Okay, hold up.
Yeah. Make it happen.
Make it happen, Kevin.
Come on, produce.
Earned. Attention is the asset. And this man right here, Mr. Beast, has figured out the attention.
Pause.
Into one of the most...
Is he doing it inside of air conditioning unit? Has Gary V fallen from his audio prowess? Attention is the asset. Shut up.
It's from a fucking portalette.
Shut up.
Yeah, that guy is definitely snaky.
So he won it. What is he? Mr. Beast is doing. He got Amazon or Netflix or some shit?
Amazon deal.
Yeah, is he going to have a
game show?
A clapathon of a double amputees to see who gets a
who gets new limb. Hands, who gets some new limbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? So far, he's given out eyes. He's given out. Water for Africa.
We're gonna have an apple bobbing contest for a new set of teeth.
Yeah, that's what they'll do. We're gonna line up all these people with pneumonia and make them run 100 meters.
Yeah, whoever.
Yeah, and whoever can recite the Pledge of Allegiance at the end gets a fucking hat.
Gets a hat.
Today, we got stage 5 lung cancer patients. And we're going to have a smoke out. to see who gets these new lungs fresh from Africa.
Tell them what they want.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That sounds like a fun show. And so Gary V's all on board now. Like, it sounds like a lot of glazing.
Gary V has not shown up on my algorithm in a while, dude.
He looks like he hasn't shown up on much of anybody's algorithm in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure he's still doing content. It's just we don't care.
No, I used to like his stuff. Honestly.
Used to grudge watch it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, did you like his stuff?
No, I used to like his stuff.
Get this Pokemon card and sell it, and then you sell it.
I'm going to a garage sale, and I'm going to scam this guy for this box that he's selling for $10. I'm going to buy it for $6, and then I'm going to resell it for $600.
Yeah. All right.
And then everybody's in a garage sale. And just,
everyone's doing garage sales.
Or somebody's buying baseball cards, and it's crazy, dude.
What is?
The market of collecting cards.
Is the market strong again?
Yeah, dude.
Then I'm definitely not in that loop. I didn't think it was strong again.
No. What are you gonna do with those comic books you got?
That's what I'm like, is it strong again? Because I'm willing to sell. Like, I want to.
But that's trading cards. Is it the same market, trading cards and comic books?
They follow the same trends.
I would assume. I mean, I never really dove into like the whole trading and selling of comics. And
what's your best comic book that you have?
I got a couple first issues and first appearance of like Flash, Taskmaster, which that lost value. First appearance of Venom.
Why did it lose value?
It lost value because of the movie. Really? From Black Widow. Big time. When they changed.
Oh shit, I didn't even know he was in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck, that must be why it's.
They change him to a female, and then he didn't talk. And that was like the two biggest things that he does.
Well, let me ask you this. Did Deadpool lose value when X-Men Origins came out?
It did, and then it re-back up when Deadpool 1 came back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, big time.
What about your one signed up there? Is that one not worth a whole bunch?
Yeah, that one, the signed one. That's, you know what? I need to double-check that one, because that one's signed by Stan Lee. So Stan Lee.
Oh, he's dead.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then there's all the artists that drew that cover and colored that cover. They're
are they too. Dead too?
One of them is. So I got two dead people. And
oh, you
one.
Need the third one.
I
to
need
die.
The third one. J. Scott Campbell to kick the bucket.
Let's go, my guy.
Oh, come on, guy.
That's so bad.
You can do it.
Let's go fishing.
Let's go fishing.
We'll bring an extra anchor vest.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you guys about the Nickelodeon Quiet on the Set documentary.
I didn't watch it. I know you sent me clips.
It's bad, right?
But you know more than I do, so.
Bro, so apparently this guy, Dan Schneider, who was in head of the class of sitcom in the 80s, he wrote some episodes, and then Nickelodeon gave him a shot, and he started writing shows. And most of his stuff in the beginning was treatment of women type deal. So he would do crude jokes or just belittle women kind of thing.
All right.
He wasn't I wouldn't say he's a pedophile, but a lot of the things that he would do on the teen show were kind of like, if you watch it now, like there's a scene where the girl's trying to open a goo candy and she opens it and it squirts on Jamie Lynn Spears' face.
Okay.
And it looks like a fucking money shot.
Right.
And then there's scenes that he did where they're like,
I seen the toe tucking, stuff. Tucking the feet big on
Ariana Grande sucking on her toe, putting her feet in her mouth.
So a lot of this, it sounds like a lot of this stuff is using kids to make adult innuendo jokes.
Correct.
Okay. Or let me
now,
not jokes, but
now.
Okay.
Let me bring what Kermit would say the sexy part in.
Oh.
So he had teen shows. So he had all that was like a teen SNL.
I remember all that.
Right?
Yeah. I used to love that
so
show.
So there was kids, little kids that wanted to try out for the show. And then parents would go take the kids. And then a stagehand would be like, okay, we'll take the kids from here. Your parents stay here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And then one of those kids got fucking assaulted by the stagehand.
I don't think that story has ever ended well. We'll just take your kids back and bring them back. I don't think it's ever ended well.
As a parent.
Yeah.
As a parent.
Uh-huh.
Somebody, an adult tells you, we'll take the kid from here. You stay here.
No.
How old are these kids?
I think kid was like 8 or 9?
That's too way.
No, it's not happening, dude. Sorry.
My kid better be 35 or some shit.
You know what I mean? Maybe, like, okay. Even at 11, I'll be like, no, bro.
Dude, that, yeah, from age whatever, 1 all the way up to almost 18. It's still
I need to be able to see.
Especially with strangers.
Yeah.
Right. Right? So this is the stagehand. So the guy didn't know that the stagehand was being a pedophile.
Which guy didn't know?
Dan Schneider.
Okay.
So he didn't know.
Okay.
Right.
So that's one scenario.
Yeah.
Now here comes the other guy whose name is Josh Peck.
Okay.
Who was like a dialect coach, worked in the show and stuff like that. And the guy was had like fucking zeroed in this one guy, Drake Bell from Drake and Josh.
Never saw it, but okay.
And zeroed in on that guy and fucking had his way with the
oh
with
no,
the guy. Like horrific. Like the dude, the dad knew something's weird that this guy showing up to my boy's concerts. Because the kid played music, and he would tell the kid, hey, be careful and stuff like that. And the guy started planting seeds on the kid saying, hey, your dad's taking money from you.
This is that whole type of that grooming shit that you hear about.
Yeah, right? Dude. Okay. And
fuck.
It's a good documentary, but it's hard not to
not get upset while you're watching
at the parents.
See, that's the weird thing.
That's
right?
The part that the parents wanted fame for these kids, that they're like, you know, it's Hollywood, because that's what they always say.
Yeah.
It's Hollywood, play the game. That's how he talks. Like the girls that were female writers and stuff like that, they had to endure stuff. So Dan Schneider would be like, a girl will pitch something and be like, can you do that? Like, but pretend you're being like,
this is the one I heard.
Anally raped or something like
yeah.
that. And so she got to pretend to be doing it. And the guy has a weird fetish. And then you see him do the interview after. And he has that child molester, you know, Subway.
Don't look at
Jared,
me. Don't
Jared
look at me.
From Subway.
No, his is more messy.
I don't know what you're confessing about.
You know,
his defensive he got.
No, this is Danny.
All I did was look at him.
Don't look at me. I know where you're going with this, you fucks.
I wasn't, but I see now why.
I know why you don't want to watch it.
I'm just looking to see if you
maybe
had
you're watching. Get some tips.
No.
But it's kind of creepy.
Well, sure.
But it's like the chase of fame. Like, what are you willing to kind of do? And then Amanda Bynes, you get to see the rise of Amanda Bynes. How he did it. Like he had a favorite kid before. And then Amanda Bynes came and blew that girl out of the water kind of deal. And then that kid gets pushed aside because this is the real money now.
Is current Amanda Bynes in this
no.
documentary?
Cause no, but they talk about this.
Because she's kind of fallen apart. And there was a lot of like, there's like through the years or whatever, people have called, said a bunch of things.
If I was a betting man and the Hard Rock would give me an app of, was there some inappropriate between Dan Schneider and Amanda Bynes, I would put money on that.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's trauma, dude. It's
oh,
some
for sure.
trauma that goes through it.
Do you think that kind of stuff, so like with the kids, like don't parents now know that that's not, like do you think it still goes on like
yeah.
that? Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, dude, man. There's a documentary years ago and it's about, I forget, something hotel. And it's pilot season in L.A., and these parents drive all the way from Tennessee, Alabama, all these, and they stay in Los Angeles for pilot season in hopes that one of their kids is going to get picked up for it.
Okay.
And the length that they go to make that happen is kind of like, this is not healthy, dude.
Well, I just mean like the, so like, because we, you know, the U.S. gymnasts team from back in the day.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen all of it, but you know about like, the accusations and then the Ohio State stuff and the Penn State stuff and all those kinds. Like, I think it's a little bit different.
Wait, what's the Ohio State stuff?
Didn't they have some fucking thing?
No, the assistant coach punched his wife. It's a thing in Ohio State. Penn State is the defensive coordinator.
Jim Jeffries. or not Jim Jeffries, Jim Jordan, the rep, the U.S. House of Representatives guy. There's a whole scandal on it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know all the details. Okay. I might be speaking a little bit too far.
I know the Penn State one. But you know about the Penn State one?
I know none of it.
The
Penn State one, yes, but no, the ones he was talking about, okay. I don't know anything about that.
But I know, so like, I think it feels like...
Jerry Sandusky.
Sandusky, yep.
It feels like with, like, I don't know, like with coaches or like when you're...
Anybody, I'm creeped out, and I get it. It's kind of weird of, and somebody in power with little kids. Kind of deal, you know what I mean?
I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you have a kid in sports, you're inevitably, that kid is, they're going to be alone with their coach's staff at some point,
yeah,
at some level, right? So like, having you just assume the best, and after you know the coach and whatever, right? But like, it seems like these Hollywood stories are just like, oh, you're a producer here, take my kid back there and make him famous.
Yeah,
do you think that still happens right
now?
Not
like that, but I know. But I'm willing to bet that the casting couch is still a thing.
That's crazy to me.
Ugh.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? So,
but there's also parents that just want that.
Kermit, if YouTube comes out and they like, Kermit, you want 1 million views? You know what you got to do.
And what do I got to do?
Here we go.
Like that?
Let's go. You want 1 million views? I didn't take it out for air.
Yeah, dude.
No, I'm good.
Get your 1 million views.
Nah, we're just gonna hit the headline.
Have dignity.
I'm gonna hit the headline for the Ohio State one. I can't believe you didn't know about this.
No, dude.
236 men alleging they were molested by the team physician, by the school physician on the sports thing. And like, it was all it covered.
What
up
year was this?
From 78 to 98.
Damn.
Like a whole span.
2 decades.
Yeah, dude. Like a whole long thing. I thought everybody knew at least the bullet point of it, but I guess not.
Damn.
But yeah. Anyways.
All right, let's find a happy way to get off this.
Yeah. That this creepy spaceship. Fat guy apologizing and then trying to make it about himself.
I'm sorry. I'm a tough dick, but much better.
It's like,
why is it that child molesters just looks like...
They fit the part. Yeah. They always fit the part.
Jared.
They do.
Oh, it's exactly what you picture.
Jared from Subway is about to be out.
Is he alive?
Yeah.
I thought he got beat up.
He's about to be out of jail?
He has to. How long is he?
He's going
to
get picked up by...
He didn't get life.
Going to get picked up by Jersey Mike's?
I don't think Jersey... I think if he shows up at a Jersey Mike's, he's going to get a catch-up beating.
Beat his ass at Jersey Mike's. Yeah. Headliner Jared gets beat up at Jersey
Mike's.
If
he gets to come back to a sandwich place, maybe Portillo's will take him in.
Yeah, Portillo's.
Because that sandwich is garbage.
Still garbage.
You know.
He's scheduled for release in 2029.
Oh. Now we're nowhere time soon.
No.
No. No.
Oh, it does say he's likely to be out before then.
Yeah.
What did they do anything with that Chick-fil-A guy? He got busted for the same thing, wasn't it?
Chick-fil-A guy got busted.
A guy.
I didn't know there was a Chick-fil-A guy.
There's a guy who owns a bunch of Chick-fil-A's or some shit like that.
But you can own a bunch of Chick-fil-A's.
No, but I'm saying he just got arrested for crossing state lines to have sex with a minor or something like that. That's what they got Jared from Subway for. These sandwich motherfuckers.
these fast food guys.
These fucking sandwich bitches. They're running kids down.
Like Sheriff Grady be like, this is Jared, sandwich guy. He crossed the state to think he was going to fingle daddle a 14-year-old.
I'm looking sideways at all you sandwich makers. Just so you know.
Man, Publix got a whole chain.
I want to see
Daisy
that.
Chain of kids in the back.
I want to see that search history. Sandwich people.
Oh, man.
Yeah, let's get out of this fucking... Where were we going with?
We're going to take a week off because next we're going to take a good Easter Sunday. So.
Oh, are we?
No.
Yes, we have to.
Fuck.
We have to. Already got. Already
you got to too. You got to. Well, no, your kids go to the thing and then they show up to the house.
And you got to do a Webble hunt.
I got to do that egg hunt. I'm not going to put candy in it. I think what I'm going to do.
Just leave them empty?
Well, no, I think I'm going to keep. Because, dude, I don't want to put chocolate in them.
No, don't put chocolate in this. Bad idea.
You put like fucking nerds.
Jelly bellies.
Yeah. Nerds and that kind of crap. that would just end up all around your house.
Maybe
anyways.
Put Ritalin. Anybody anybody got a plug on Ritalin?
Ritalin Easter eggs.
Can I tell you, we took the kids for ice cream on Friday, and the guy and the Sean was off the hook. Just I want that. No inside voice. I want that sprinkle. I looked at the guy at the counter and be like, "Hey, you got any Ritalin to sprinkle?" And the guy goes, "What's that?" And be like, Never mind.
I love your angle of like he's got no inside voice. He's just like you were just out there scaring the shit out of a baby with your loud voice, with your fucking screeching.
I just went because the baby,
no, you go octave high.
No, the baby did a football stance with her hand on the ground, like 3-point stance. It was perfect. So I just went, "Hut."
Yeah,
she, louder than that.
Scared the shit out of it. Yeah. Like a fucking nuke went off.
You gotta know the cadence. Fucking baby, you gotta learn the cadence.
It'd be funny if the baby started going, "Here we go," like Dak Prescott.
Let the baby cry. You guys don't let the baby cry.
We let her cry, but not when we're screaming at her.
Me and Danny don't believe that you guys let the baby cry. I believe that the second you guys hear this. Yeah.
No, in the beginning, but now we're trying to like.
Let her cry.
Yeah,
put for those sure. Tear ducts into.
I'm already getting parenting tips from everybody now.
Oh yeah.
No. Oh,
what's the worst tip you got?
So there's a recent one. Just saying.
Put soap in their mouth. No. That's not a good one.
Nothing like how to raise her. Nothing like that.
It's
more of what I'm doing.
That's not a good one either.
Yeah.
Don't ever shake it.
Shake the baby till it stops crying.
Yeah. Are you getting critiques? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm getting critiques.
What are you getting from who?
Just some people.
Some people.
Yeah, I'm not going to say.
Is it from the giraffe side?
I'm not going to say that either.
Okay.
Let's just say family.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, it ain't friends, because friends don't give a shit. Friends just like, whatever.
Hey, is it family or family? Is it the Vin Diesel family or family?
Family.
Oh, okay. So what did your father say?
I didn't say that either.
So what is the...
It's just that you're making her destructive. You're going to be paying for it later.
Your father. Just letting her do whatever she wants.
You're letting her do whatever
you
want.
You got to put a stop to it.
I'm like, what do you want me to do?
She's only 10 months old. That's not an excuse.
Get a kennel.
She needs...
Get a kennel.
Get a kennel.
You got to get the shock collar, put it around her neck.
They make the bowls with food and water, you put that in there.
That baby, I call her name. She don't even answer back. So disrespectful.
You tell her to sit.
Yeah.
She must sit. Yeah. Shake. She must shake.
Yeah. You got to obey you. like a dog.
Why haven't you taught her a kata yet?
Yeah. What's the worst advice you ever got?
About her?
Sorry. That was my question too vague?
Sorry.
God.
Sorry. I thought you were still talking about her. Me? I'm trying to think of one. I don't know. There's a lot.
Just one. Give me one.
Worst advice.
Oh, give me one advice that you've heard.
Stop stealing. But I kept doing it.
That you're like, okay.
I'm trying to think. I can't think on top of my head, man. I don't got it.
No.
Give me one. Listen. I'll come back to it.
No, calm down. And just fucking reset your brain. You said that you're getting a lot of parental advice.
Yes.
What's the one? Give me one parental advice that you're getting. Forget about the worst thing. Just give me parental advice that you've heard that you're kind of like, that's Daddy weird.
I don't.
Because all of a sudden you said, stop stealing. You think I'm
talking about
asking about advice that people have given to you.
Yeah, in 40 years have you given.
Stop stealing.
Man. Yeah. Me feeding her the food. Like, you shouldn't feed her that. She could choke on that. You don't feed her that. Why are you feeding her this?
Why are
you feeding her that?
I saw you baby bird a pickle by her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves it.
He takes a piece of pickle, he bites it, and then he goes.
No, I bit my side. I ate that, and then I gave her that one.
Okay, that's way better than what I thought.
And then the pickle is big. I
didn't do any of that.
You just said baby bird. Baby bird is, it comes out of my mouth.
No, baby bird is you chew it.
Right. Right.
You do that. Yeah. I get it. But it's just, I'm sorry for being a comedian.
No, fuck that.
Because,
I apologize. Because Danny's like, ugh, and I don't want to hear about it.
I hate the fact that I got to explain jokes to another person. No, I had to correct that one.
Because I don't want people to be like, yo, you feed your
comedian. As a comedian, sometimes you do exaggerations of things. It doesn't necessarily
mean. When it comes from you, it's a dig. It's not a, it's different.
It's an exaggeration.
Of a dig.
It's not a
dig. You're digging. You didn't.
When you said what you said, I thought you meant what he was talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you were looking for the funny version of it.
Yeah.
But then he didn't.
Get it.
He didn't go, whoa, wait.
I didn't shit on her mouth. I didn't human centipede
her. I didn't vomit into her mouth.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, my God. Hey, everybody, if you want to see that comedic styling, it's going to be performing at the lobby on Good Friday at the Funny Bone.
That's right.
In Orlando, March 29th.
Yes, sir.
It's Kermit Gonzalez, another guy, and another guy.
And one more guy.
Four guys?
Four guys, though.
Ugh.
Me and Pedro will be there eating fucking fried onions.
Yeah. I'm gonna feed each other pickles.
Come hang out if you want to watch me count the sprinkler heads in the ceiling.
Huh?
I feel like I have to do everything you guys have been shitting on me about. Doing the church
can't
thing.
to be so empty. I can't wait for it.
Oh, man.
Are you guys really showing up for this?
Yes.
Why?
Of course. Why wouldn't we?
I don't know. It would have been nice for you guys just to join me instead of picking these comics.
No, because
somebody's got to buy a fucking appetizer at the bar while you're performing, or else this place will never do it again.
Yeah. I'm going to go there and eat for free. As reparations for getting COVID.
No kidding.
For 15 people.
she still swears that that was that she didn't know.
What is that, March 29th?
March 29th, Friday.
That's exciting.
Yep. So if you're hearing this, it'll be coming out on, it'll be the day after, actually, because the audio comes out Thursday.
Boy, people are watching live.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could do that, too. Forgot about that. So
It's your idea.
Yeah, I know. All right. Just I'm not paying attention to that part. What the hell were we talking about? We got derailed.
I did your promo for your Y comedy tour.
Before all that, we were some Y comedy tour.
We're talking about parenting, but you refused to give us any inside information.
Hey, so you know what? Speaking about parenting, did you see the parents that passed out on spring break on the beach?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Parents of the year, baby.
It was passed out for hours, wasn't it? Wasn't it like 2 hours?
The kids showed up at a hotel.
They're in a hotel pool swimming.
I think they were 5 and 7 or something.
Yeah, very young.
Swimming by themselves at the pool. The hotel's like, who the fuck are these kids?
Oh, God. So the parents are from out of state. I don't know where.
Take a guess.
Oh, I'm going to say Tennessee.
Ooh, close.
Really? Where? What? Oh, you gonna guess?
I was thinking South Carolina.
Oh, damn it. What? Fucking almost battleship. Alabama.
Damn. So two parents from Alabama went to spring break here in Daytona, right? Was it Daytona or Clearwater? One of the two. And they passed out.
I think that's more a Daytona crime.
Sounds like it than
Clearwater.
They passed out. And then. Go ahead. Yeah, the best part of this.
The best part. When you get the mugshot, the TV shows you the mugshot, the guy has a black eye. You're like, oh, how did he get a black eye? The news apparently
fought the cops,
heard what I asked. And I swear to God, the news report goes, and you're wondering why he got a black eye. Well, at the time of the arrest, the suspect decided to run and fell and knocked himself out on the concrete floor.
Oh, really? Is that what happened, though? Yeah.
No, you see the video.
There's video of it?
Oh, shit.
He was handcuffed. I thought he was running. I was like, where are you going?
I thought this was one of those old police. Fatal! Oh, he fell.
He fell.
No, you see it. It's such a plant.
Oh, bro. Nice.
It's such a, you know when meat hits?
Oh, yeah.
That slab kind of hit?
Oh, good. Yeah. That's funny.
Hey, it's better. Last time I remember Daytona being in the news was that lady decided to take the kids to the shore, but on the other side of the Atlantic. And she took the SUV and fucking said, "Hey, you guys want to see Nemo?"
Oh, that was Daytona.
It's like a go-kart, but in the water.
We can't afford Cabana Bay, so come on, get on.
We need the Toyota Sienna. Yeah. We'll make it a jet ski.
We'll turn this car into an aquarium.
Oh, God. All right, that's it. We're going. We're done. I'm done.
All right.
We'll fucking be done. 158.
And we're tapped out.
Episode 158. Thanks for watching. Go to nahdude.com probably for something. Yeah. And go sit at the fucking fish place and watch Kermit do comedy in a week.
That's right.
Is that it?
Best meal I never had.
Oh, you want to keep going?
That was that guy that we told the story.
What? Oh, with bird shit?
No, well, your cake.
The cake. The guy.
Oh, that story. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Got it. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day.
He started reading shit up. Make sure we hit everything.